At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Can I
and
just
one,
say?
And two, and three, and four. Come on, Camino.
Rest in peace to Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah.
Yesterday was her birthday, I believe.
Yeah, the epitome. And I know it's epitome. Relax. The epitome of
80s. Who said epitome, though? What celebrity did that?
That was Shia LaBeouf that said that somebody was the epitome of awesome.
Epitome.
But that's what we're talking about.
Fitness.
I mean, it's a big part of the sports world. Fox Sports Radio, Covino and Rich, 877-99 on Fox. We do want to hear from you. And if you're too busy to call, you can always hit us up at Covino and Rich, at Fox Sports Radio on social media. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Again, our debut show, our Monday through Friday debut show, is available at foxsportsradio.com. Danny G's here. Ramos, Lohenkron, Spotty.
Yeah.
Again, I'm Steve Covino. That is Rich. Now, I was driving my daughter home. I mean, she lives with me too. I have to explain everything. A lot of people are like, who is this guy?
You're a co-parent.
Right. I'm a co-parent. Right? And
yeah, welcome to like 50% of the people out there.
I know, but it deserves a bit of an explanation.
You dropped your daughter off. What do they think? She lives in the woods?
Maybe. I don't know.
I would assume most are thinking with her mom.
So
dropped her onto the bridge.
She's like, where are you heading, Dad? I'm like, to the gym. She goes, well, then why don't you have abs? You're at the gym a lot.
Why do you have a dad bod?
Can I just say, she did. She said, you have a dad bod. And she thought it was funny, but she didn't want to like hurt my feelings, but it kind of did. But I appreciated her honesty. And it's a really fair question. Rich and I, look, Covino and Rich, we did years and years on Sirius XM. Shout out to SXM 83, Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah.
We worked with plenty of people. I'm not going to call them out. But that always came up to us to talk about like the gym and going to the gym. And I would look at the guys and wonder and question the same thing.
You go to the gym?
Like, yeah, I mean, you must not be lifting enough because you're always talking about the gym, but it's not showing.
So there's two questions here. What defines a dad bod? Is a dad bod guy that used to work out and he just has like 5 or 10 pounds of fluff on him because he's got a job and kids and responsibilities? Or is a dad bod just, hey, I'm out of shape, I got a dad bod? I'm going to go with the first one. And then my take was, if you're over 35 with kids, a spouse, a job, important things going on, if you got a 6 or like an 8-pack, you got bad priorities.
Can I put you on the spot before you go to the phones?
Yeah.
Rich is a big 49ers, big Mets fan. Daniel Vogelbach, how would you describe his physique?
He's not have a dad bod.
Not a dad bod. Because you said off the air.
He's a beefcake.
He's a beefcake.
He's a beefcake.
He is a beefcake. He is. Rich said off the air.
Yeah.
You believe you're the pure definition.
Yeah. I feel like and the pure definition of dad bod.
Can like, give your stats? What are your stats?
I'm six foot, six one, 190 something. And with my shirt off, I don't feel bad.
Little sort of Grinch belly.
Yeah, but I'm not what I was when I was in my 20s or 30s. I'm a 40-year-old guy now.
I mean,
but
who is?
But what I'm saying is, I feel like I'm dad bod. You'd be like, oh, that guy, within the last 5 to 10 years, probably looked really good.
I know. See, what Rich is saying is people misuse the term dad bod. It's like when you see an overweight person and you're like, ooh, they got curves. Like, ooh, do they have curves? Or they're thick. They're really thick. Like, I don't know. Are they thick or
they like really overweight? I don't know. Like,
so people ban the words and the terminology a little bit, but we're going to you at 877-99 on Fox.
Let's say what's up to Nick in Montana. You're on with Covino and Rich. Hey, Nick.
What's up, boys?
How you doing?
No, I'm great, man. I'm about to get to work.
What's on your mind?
Oh, you're trying to find the definition of dad bod.
Yeah, what you got?
Shoot, I'm pretty sure I invented the term. I mean, my son's almost 14.
Wait a second. Hold on. This is magical.
We got the inventor.
You're the inventor of the word.
I'm Nick in Montana.
Wait.
Whoa. I'm checking
Wikipedia right now to see if you're there.
All right. So what would you say though, Nick? What would you say is dad bod?
Well, I mean, shoot, I'm a cook, so I eat a lot, but 6'2", 240. I've been losing weight. Actually, I was pushing 260 a couple months ago. I've been hitting the gym, hitting the sauna. The sauna is the key.
It is. I've been doing that too, but it's a little aggravating with the people I'm dealing with. But hold on, 6'2", 260. Yeah.
What kind of oil do you cook with?
It's a big boy.
Yeah, we use canola in the fryer, but I mean at home and. It's mostly.
Nick likes to eat like a grown man should.
You know, I used to love cooking and making bread and baking and all that stuff. I didn't consider myself having a dad bod. I was just
a big guy,
hefty. I'll be kind. I was just overweight.
Or as they said in the 80s, husky. Husker dudes.
All my pants had elastic waistbands.
And by the way,
I didn't consider myself having a dad bod.
Danny G, I want to applaud you.
There's a difference.
When I said week one, we need to get a big guest, and you got the inventor of the word dad bod. I just wanted to
so
I mean,
impressed.
Honestly,
that,
Danny G,
that's producing,
like,
man.
I was like, maybe LeBron. No. Maybe Tom Brady. No. Invent.
To me.
I'm going to take the weekend off.
No, nice. You deserve it.
To me, yeah. Dad bod, right?
Yeah.
Is you were in shape your entire life, probably had muscles, probably had pecs, probably had abs at some point. Maybe. Then you had kids. The kids took over your life. You got in the way. Couldn't hit the gym as much. So all those muscles that you had.
So you got a semblance
just
of
have a
some
nice little
muscle
layer of,
tone.
Yeah, so you have a semblance of muscle tone, but maybe your belly has a little extra layer
of fat on it. I'll be the spokesman. I'll take the title.
So you're in shape. Dad bods are in shape. Like me, I don't have a dad bod because I was hefty.
But you went from hefty to rad.
I was husky.
Yeah, now you surpassed dad bod to rad bod.
Let's go to Pat in Texas.
Hey, Pat.
What's up, buddy? Covino and Rich. Welcome.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
We're
having
good,
fun, man.
What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm an ex-football coach, 37 years. I'm going to tell you what a dad bod is, boys.
Okay, let's see.
All right. Look at a pear. If it's inverted and your chest size is bigger than your waist size, you don't have a dad bod. If the pear is bigger at the bottom than it is on the top, then you got a dad bod. And if it gets really big, you got a granddad bod.
Granddad bod.
What if you're shaped like an apple?
Yeah.
Like an old
strong man.
Fair enough.
An orange.
Todd in Florida. What's up, Todd?
A pineapple.
Thanks for the calls, by the way.
What's up, guys?
Hey, man.
Hey, on the way home from work, I heard your conversation. I had to chime in.
What you got?
So I'm with you on the first one. I think it's somebody that used to be in shape or used to be an athlete and then kind of let themselves go a little bit.
I feel like 90% of the guys I play softball with have dad bods because they were guys that were, you know, previously athletes that just sort of, you know.
So if anything, then stop misusing the term.
Yeah.
Like, you're either just out of shape or overweight and maybe not with a dad bod.
Yeah,
maybe a little reality here.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I agree with the last guy, though. I think maybe just a little bit around the waistline, the belt line, and then, you know.
No, I think we could take a little piece of what the last guy said, right? Because he said granddad bod. I think if you're, like, really out of shape.
Granddad
bod. Yeah, man. Oh, he's got granddad bod.
You have a little overhang on the waistband.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen
that bod?
Have you seen Mike recently? No. Oh, granddad bod. Really?
Oh,
wow,
man. All right, let's add a Bruno real quick, and then we'll do some trending. Ooh.
Hey, that was a good tease.
Ooh, premature. What's up, Bruno?
Bruno.
What's up?
Gentlemen, good afternoon. You sound great as usual. Hey, the guy from Texas hit it right on the head. You don't have to be washboard abs, but your chest has to protrude further than your midsection. Yeah. That doesn't mean you can't be a little beefier, but the minute that your gut is further out than your chest, that's a dad bod. And if you got some side hang too, it's definitely a dad bod.
Yeah. Thank you, Bruno. Yeah, if you can't see your junk, it's not a dad bod.
Oh, that's
if you can't see your junk, that's not a dad bod.
Yeah, that's a test that everyone needs to do right. tonight.
And on that note, live from the TireRack.com studios, let's go to Lowenkron.
Isaac Lowenkron.
Guys, I got to start by congratulating you guys on your new show.
Yeah! Hey, thank you, Isaac.
What a
new
alert.
I am so glad that I made the decision long ago. I decided to kiss up to you guys because I knew that one day you're going to be big.
I knew it.
Lowenkron.
All those days where I'd see you in the halls and say, looking good today, guys. Great segment, guys.
He felt it.
Thank you, Isaac.
So congratulations. Yes. We're very, very happy for you. Finally, we have a Fox Sports Radio investigation. We have a dad bod origins controversy update that has just come down. So the guy in Montana claims that he was the inventor of the term dad bod. However, back in 2015, the term dad bod initially went viral because of an essay written by a Clemson University student who wrote an essay entitled, and I quote, "Why Girls Love the Dad Bod. If your man can rock the dad bod, he's a keeper." This written in the Clemson student newspaper back in 2015. However, there's an extra element to the controversy. It turns out that you guys remember the show Mystery Science Theater 3000?
Of course.
There was an episode in 1994 that utilized the phrase, and I quote, "That's an assortment of dad bods, huh?" Unquote.
Wow.
So we will continue investigating and present our findings as they come along.
Thank you.
Isaac Lowenkron.
There he is.
Lowenkron.
He's an investigator, too? My goodness.
Wow. That's some investigative reporting. That's some John Stossel work right there.
Put on that fake mustache.
Wow.
Let's have at it.
Assortment of dad bods. Getting steamy in here.
Is that sauna time for you?
Yeah, are you describing the show? Covino and Rich with Spotty and Ramos and Danny G and Lowenkron and you guys. Thank you for hanging out with us. 877-99 on Fox.
Let's say hi to an old pal, Blind Brian in Pittsburgh.
Hey.
What's up, guys? Congratulations on your Fox Sports Radio 5-day-a-week gig, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Brian, if you could see us now.
I know you guys look just as good as you did years ago.
You better believe it.
I know. Brian, by the way, longtime Covino and Rich friend of the show.
Absolutely.
Brian.
Exactly.
How's everything going in Pittsburgh? You good?
Everything is great. I do not have a dad bod, you know?
What do you have?
I'm very thin. I weigh about 180 and I'm 5'7", guys.
Should we put together a dating profile for you? Is that what you want to do? What are you into? Blind Brian, what are you into?
Come on.
He likes sport. He likes sports. What else do you like?
I like sports. I like music. I like basically hanging out with friends. And I'm a huge CNR fan, too. I've been a big CNR fan since the beginning, guys.
That's right.
Love
Covino
you,
Brian. And Rich.
Love you, buddy.
He's a scholar. People like him. Thank you, Blind Brian. Before we get to the rest of the phone calls, too, you know, Lowenkron talking about all these injuries, it did make me think how easily you slip into dad bod mode. You know, former athletes, like, I don't want to call people out, but, like, I was sort of taken back when the Yes Network zoomed out and I saw Carlos Beltran. I'm like, oh my goodness, Carlos Beltran. What happened?
My first thought was like, what are they serving at Yankee Stadium? Was he the garlic? He must love the garlic fry stand.
How many helmets full of ice cream are you eating? Slow down. Like, you know, you hurt a hammy. You pull your back. It really, dude, it happens like this overnight. Sneaks up on you. So take the test tonight and be honest with yourselves. Are you just really out of it, or do you have a dad bod?
And it's never
if you
too,
can't see your junk, right? That's what you said?
If you can't see your junk.
If you can't see your junk in the shower, then you might be past dad bod.
Yeah. And you know what? Never too late to get yourself in shape and feel good about yourself, right?
Oh, that's motivation. What we're trying to do. We're trying to motivate each other. Believe you me, I'm trying to hit the gym as often as I can. With this new schedule, I'm trying to figure out
how to make that happen, right?
David in St. Louis.
Hey, David.
What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Great show, great show.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, so this dad bod thing, I love this topic. I have four girls. I'm 45 years old. I work in nuclear medicine, and I hit the gym pretty much every day. I do not have abs. If you see a man over 35 with abs, you're dead right. His priorities are screwed up.
Bro.
He's either not a good husband or not a good father.
David nailed it.
I kind of feel you.
David, I
he's
love
putting
that
in the effort, too,
he's
which
me up.
He's is
got,
respectable.
He's got four kids, yeah. An important job. He's a good man. Listens to us. Smart.
Was he a nuclear physicist?
What
nuclear
no, no. Nuclear.
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 But you know what? David makes a great point. He's got four kids, an important job, and he goes to the gym to keep, you know, feeling good about himself. But if you have an 8-pack and you're 45 like him,
either you're a genetic freak,
yeah.
You're on the juice, or, you know,
maybe he's not putting in the effort.
Yeah.
If he's still going to the gym. I mean, you go to the gym and you say you just go there. You don't even sweat at the gym.
I don't.
That's rich, by the way.
I don't want to get my shirt sweaty.
What kind of effort is that?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started, it's simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound? Or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes.
Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code CRSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Hair thinning is not inevitable. Take control of your hair's future before it's too late with Nutrafol's clinically tested hair growth supplement for men.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter promo code CRSHOW.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, spelled Nutrafol.com/men, and enter promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code CRSHOW. And with Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thank you guys for hanging out with us. If you missed anything, foxsportsradio.com. But now, we want you to chime in at 877-99 on Fox.
Oh, we're getting into it. And by the way, in a little bit, I do want to talk a little bit about Thursday night's matchup. Dolphins-Bengals. I think that game's going to be fire. That game's going to be off the
I feel like the Bengals
chart,
are making a big
hook,
mistake.
Off everywhere.
I think the Bengals are making a big, big mistake.
We'll save your thumb.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. Also going to get to Monday Night Football. Rams and Niners, and I only bring it up because I'm a Niners fan, mm-hmm. and I was presented with a weird scenario, and I'm not sure what to do.
Okay, perfect.
So we'll get to all that, but Tom Hanks is in the news, and I'll tell you why. Tom Hanks, according to an article he did with People, said he's only made, quote, four pretty good films throughout his 40-year career. I'll be the first to say, Tom Hanks, stop being so damn humble.
Legend.
You've made 40 great movies in your 40-year career. I'm a huge Tom Hanks fan. I don't know who isn't.
I mean, it's a good gauge of someone's character, right? If someone says, and you may disagree with this one, but if they're like, I hate the Beatles, then I'm like, there's a good chance I'm going to hate you.
Yeah.
If someone says, I don't like Tom Hanks,
then well, I'm like, you're going to say, what if someone says they don't like tacos?
Well, you know what? All of these things are great, like, friendship assessments.
You know, I don't really care for pizza.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Like people who don't like sports.
Honestly, Danny yeah. K, if you bump into someone that were like, yeah, football, oh, yeah, not for me. I'm like, who are you?
I got the best one. I really don't even own a TV. And they're like, oh, really?
Okay. Yo, the person that doesn't own a TV, I can promise you, I will not like them, no matter what.
We don't watch TV. I don't want to watch your face anymore. That's how I feel about that. So if you're like, if you're saying, you know, Tom Hanks, whatever, then you're just a contrarian, and I probably don't like you. But I will say this.
You know who I probably won't get along with either?
Who?
The person that will always say, the book's better.
Oh, that's Spot. Spot says that.
Depends on the book and movie.
No, the book is never better.
Tom Hanks meant so much to our generation that my mom had a VHS section of nothing but Tom Hanks movies.
So this is right up Danny G's alley. Ramos, Lohengrin, Spotty, Covino and Rich. I mean, let's get our answers.
I would say it's universally at most people's alley. But for the sake of Fox Sports Radio, Rich,
yeah.
I did some research, and I wanted to know Tom Hanks' rooting interests. And they're like all over the place.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't either. He's from Oakland, right, Spot?
He's from California.
Okay.
Let me see. We're in California.
Based on my research, he's a Rangers fan. Hockey Rangers fan. He's not a Pete Incaviglia, like
Rangers
old
fan.
School Texas Rangers fan. He's a Cleveland Indians fan, it says, and apparently roots for the Raiders.
I've seen him down on the sidelines at a Raiders game.
So it makes sense. Yeah. So Tom Hanks,
wait,
Raiders.
Is that him in the black hole with the spiky shoulder pads?
He sits right next to Violator.
Is that Tom Hanks?
He was incredibly upset when they moved from Oakland to Vegas.
Well, Tom Hanks.
And vowed to boycott the NFL.
Tom Hanks, now he has not come out to say what four movies they are, but according to a podcast he was on last year with Bill Simmons, two of those might be League of Their Own and Castaway, because he said those are two of his top tier. And then in another interview, he talked about how Forrest Gump should be named in one of the best movies of all time conversation. So
can I tell you something real quick, though?
So League of Their Own, Castaway, and Gump.
My brother,
three of his.
My brother, Tudmaster Tommy, is such a dunce. I think he thought that was a real story. It's like, yo, wait a second. So this guy invented that bumper sticker, yo.
Covino's brother Tommy. True story is like a grown dunce.
Danny G, give you reference, he thought that a little person was inside the red box handing out DVDs.
Shut up.
He's like, how do I apply for that job, yo?
I think didn't someone convince him, like, yeah, Tommy, there's a little fella in there that just puts the DVDs through the slot.
In his defense, he was younger then. He's a grown man now, but I don't think he's come along that far.
He works in real estate and thought it was Florida ceiling windows.
Like, no, dude.
Floor to ceiling.
It's floor to ceiling. However, we send good vibes to everybody in Florida and in that area.
Now,
so.
Tom Hanks, your top four movies. I mean, I don't know who wants to go first.
I'll go first.
Steve Covino.
I will.
Here's the conch.
Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio. Here are my top four. In at number four.
Number four.
Definitely not Pinocchio. Doesn't make any list.
Pinocchio!
That movie was trash. I'm sorry. And I grew up a huge Pinocchio fan. It just lacked that magic. So it's not on my list. It's not on any list. Don't waste your time. Watch the original cartoon. Number four, League of Their Own.
Oh, you put it in there,
yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, it's a great movie. I could have went Castaway. I could have went either one, but League of Their Own. I'm a big baseball fan. I like this movie, and he's great in it. Number three. How to Be Real. This could have easily been my number one, but I'm being real about it. Like, if this was Steve Covino's, like, personal, I don't care what you think list, this might be my number one, but I'm trying to be, like, honest about it. Number three, Bachelor Party. Mike agrees.
It's a classic 80s classic.
My dad watched the hell out of that. My dad had it on VHS, and I feel like when I was a kid, he's like, all right, cover your eyes for this part.
With a young Adrian Zmed and Tawny Kitaen and just a young, funny Tom Hanks.
Yep.
Like, remember, he started Bosom Buddies, but the funny Tom Hanks is what we forget. Like, Splash was kind of funny, but Bachelor Party was really funny, and I feel like then he got serious after that. But we got to credit young, funny Tom Hanks. People forget how funny he was, how charming and funny. So, Bachelor Party, in at number three. Number two. Forrest Gump. I got to be honest.
I mean, come on.
I didn't really like that movie as a younger man. But, you know, you grow, you change, you gain perspective. I watched it not too long ago, and I'm like, I gave it a slow clap. Oh, I'm like, it really was fantastic.
Genius.
It really was. It really was. And number one
is, drum roll. There
we go.
Is me banging on my dad bod belly. Number one.
Good vibrations.
Undeniably great from start to finish. The movie, Big. It's just endearing.
Wow. Get it.
It's relatable. It's a great family movie.
I don't get it.
What do you mean you don't get it?
I don't get it.
It turns into a bug.
I don't get it.
What do you mean you don't get it?
Yeah. I don't get it. I don't get it.
Tom Hanks and Big, charming, endearing, the story, Zoltar. Is it Zoltar or Zoltan? Either way, he makes a wish. It's fantastic, relatable, great movie.
You know, I'm going to keep Big off my list because you put it number one. I was borderline, maybe
it was Shalina, walking down the street 10 times a week. I said it. I read it. I broke my mama's credit. I'm cool. I'm hot. Oh, suck it, dude. What does he say, Spotty?
I know. Sock you in the stomach three more times.
Three more times. That little kid with the Annie Lennox haircut.
Let me give you my four. Number four.
So wait, this is the Rich Davis number four?
Rich Davis number four.
Tom Hanks, top four movies, because Tom said he's only made four great ones. And we're going to go to your phone next.
This is like a wild card, because I feel like no one else will have this on their list.
By the way, your theory is that no one has the same list. That's how great his movies are.
No one listening. The thousands and possibly millions of people listening. No two people will have the same four.
That's the Covino and Rich hot take of the day.
No one's going to agree on this. I'm going to say number four, The Terminal.
Great film.
Really?
So underrated. Wow. Yeah. Unbelievable.
I've been friends with you 20 years. You never talked about The Terminal.
It's an amazing movie.
It's an amazing movie.
That's one of the ones he says that he doesn't like.
No, it's a great movie.
I thought he was
Victor
fantastic.
Navarsky.
All right, so that's number four. Now we're getting serious. Number three. Apollo 13.
Yeah, it's
That's good.
Wow. Apollo 13. I could watch that movie, shed a tear, get all emotional, look at Tom Hanks, be like, what an actor. He's amazing. So I'm going Apollo 13 at number two. I'm sorry, number three. Number two, I'm going to break out the softer side of Rich Davis. Sleepless in Seattle.
That's great.
Sleepless in
Ramos
Seattle.
Ramos is saying, yeah.
Ramos,
yeah.
You with me, bro? You with me?
We'll see, but I agree.
That's the romantic comedy, comedic soft side of Tom Hanks, and honestly, it might be the greatest romantic comedy ever. And number one, it's obvious. Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump, number one. Number one, Forrest Gump.
Coming in number one, Forrest Gump, on your Rich Davis Tom Hanks countdown.
Spotter Harrison.
I'm not going to order mine.
Oh, okay.
So I have four independent categories.
And let it be known that
Joe versus the volcano.
I mean, honestly, I love that movie.
Spot loves Tom Hanks.
And I
think it's safe to say you're a Tom Hanks family, right? Your parents, your family were way into like Kevin Costner and Tom Hanks.
Comedic Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
For me, will always be The Money Pit.
Great movie.
It's on my list.
Him standing over that hole in the floor after the tub goes through and him doing that laugh where it's like, that alone is worth
I like seeing
an
him sink into the hole. That's funny.
All right. Category number two, rom-com, Tom Hanks.
Oh, look at you.
Because you stole Sleepless in Seattle, I'm just going to skip ahead a few years. You've Got Mail.
Great movie as well.
Wow. You've Got Mail.
Not even close to the same list.
You've Got Mail. All right. Wow. Serious Tom Hanks. This is a tough one. Actually, you know what? I'm going to save serious for last. Animated Tom Hanks. Toy Story. It's obvious.
Wow, really?
Toy Story.
You're going animated.
You could go Polar Express.
Animated Hanks?
So animated Hanks, Toy Story, a franchise where Woody is just a special character.
Curveballs. He's like, all right, Dickie, throw a knuckleballs. What is this guy
he's
doing?
And finally, Dramatic Hanks.
Number one.
It's obvious. Castaway.
Castaway.
Anyone who can, any actor who can act by themselves for like 75% of a movie and make it engaging.
That's true, man.
And compelling. Deserves accolades.
When you're mid-fire,
when your co-star is a volleyball, I guess you're pretty good.
Speaks to it's a testament to your abilities.
So let's get it straight here. I said big. Cavino said big. Rich said Forrest Gump.
Castaway, number one.
Danny G.
Your top four. Let's hear it.
All right, you guys will appreciate this because you've all worked in music. Nominated for an Oscar, and a hit from a fake band came out of this from the Wonders, That Thing You Do.
Great one.
You mean there the O'Neaters.
The O'Neaters. Screenplay and directed by Hanks.
And you know what? We were talking about it with Mike, and you know Mike, who runs this place, Fox Sports Radio, he was saying it's one of his favorites, and I gotta agree. It's one of the most underrated Tom Hanks movies. So, yeah, it's a great one.
I think so underrated. I think I might have seen it once and might need to rewatch it.
You might need to watch that. Yeah, it's good.
Number three. I agree with Spotty. The Money Pit is on my list.
It's a good one.
It's a great one.
When you buy, by the way, anyone that buys a house for the first time, the Money Pit jokes that go around.
2 weeks.
Oh.
Number two. Catch Me If You Can.
Oh, it's a good one.
So good. My dad. That's probably my dad's number one.
One of those movies, whenever it comes on, you got to watch it. You don't turn the channel.
That's a great movie.
And my number one, Tom Hanks movie.
Number one.
His acting in this movie just, it blew me away the first time I saw it. I had to go back to the theater and see it again as a kid. The Green Mile.
Danny G.
Man.
I'm sorry, boss. I'm tired.
I thought Danny G was going to say Turner and Hooch.
And number one, his acting with his dog.
All right, Ramos.
Splash.
What you got, Ramos? Give us your top four.
Not in any order, but these are my four favorite Tom Hanks movies.
Perfect.
Road to Perdition.
Great.
He plays a bad guy, right?
That's a good movie. Gangster Hanks.
A movie that was out, I think, last year on Apple Plus. I don't know if you guys saw it. Greyhound. He played the he was like the head of a U.S. naval ship going through the German waters. It was intense,
but good enough to make your top.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
Check it out.
I gotta watch. Bachelor Party. I'm with you. I loved Bachelor Party. I was 13, 14 years old when that movie came out. I was like, holy crap, this is funny stuff.
So funny.
And then my number one movie, which I actually donated like money when I came out of the theater to the vet, Saving Private Ryan.
That was unbelievable.
Nice call.
We're covering it all. And now, before we go to the phone calls, we got Lohenkron's top four?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, Ron.
I love it.
Unfortunately, moments ago, I had to call a technical foul on Danny G.
What?
That Thing You Do? Yeah. Really? I mean,
you don't like that movie?
You're like one of the coolest guys I know, and that's what you go with?
Great movie. Isaac Lohan.
Yo, that's a great movie. The scene where they hear their song on the radio for the first time.
That is cool. Yeah, that is cool. I like
Come on, Lohenkron.
Well, I guess that's
Doing that thing you do.
I guess we're not playing that on our first Cavino and Rich party night together with Lohenkron.
I just had this picture of Danny G as like the swashbuckling cool guy, and the bubble just burst with That Thing You Do. All right, so I'm actually going to duplicate a couple that have already been mentioned. We've got A League of Their Own. All right.
Okay.
We've got Big, actually something relatively within the last, 6 or 7 years or so, Sully. Remember? He portrayed.
That's so good.
So good.
And finally, I'm kind of surprised that, damn right you'd go with the drum roll. Kind of surprised this hasn't been mentioned, but alongside Dan Aykroyd in 1987's Dragnet.
One of my favorites.
Yeah.
That would be my number five.
So let's see if we actually have a clip from his performance in Dragnet in our files.
I'm wearing your underwear.
Yeah, it turns out we do.
Pep Strebeck.
Yo, you know what, man?
Detective Pep Strebeck.
There is no wrong list here. Yeah. Again, Tom Hanks said he's only made like four great movies. Yet every one of our lists was different. Every one of our top four was different. So,
what about Elvis?
We didn't even mention Captain
Elvis.
Phillips.
Dude, wow. I mean, we didn't mention a lot of movies.
And you said Splash. No one mentioned Splash.
Yeah. No one put that in their list. And it really just proves our theory that no two lists are the same.
Unbelievable. Tom Hanks. Well, a legend.
Cavino and Rich, we're going to go to your phone calls next, 877-99 on Fox, but we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast-free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Turner and Hooch. The Burbs. No one mentioned the Burbs. Joe versus the Volcano. Man, so many good ones. All right. Well, hey, Covino and Rich. Now, coming up, here's something we got to get to. This is quite a pickle I'm in. Now, the Niners played the Rams on Monday Night Football.
Pumped about it?
Of course I'm pumped about it. 49ers-Rams, Monday night. We got a good Thursday night game this week. We got a good Monday night game this week. But here's the question. Are you picky and choosy on who you watch the game with?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you: graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
I love it.
I'll tell you what.
He's Gump. He's
Weird
Gump.
Al gets my vote for Super Bowl halftime. By the way, can't wait for that movie. The Weird Al movie.
It looks, I'll be honest, the trailer looks great. Ramos, Danny G, do you guys see the trailer?
Yeah, Daniel Radcliffe is playing Weird Al Yank. Yeah.
I wasn't sure about that until I saw the trailer, and it looks great. And if you just joined us, we were talking about Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks, Oof. Cleveland Indians fan, a New York Rangers fan, a Raiders fan, says he's only made four good movies, and so we went over our four, and no two lists are the same.
And you can chime in. Give us your list, your top four Hanks movies at Covino and Rich. And we also discovered that a first-time hang with a new friend, you can't root against each other.
No. Dude, you gotta moonwalk out of this situation. Rich agreed to a play date with some dude who's rooting for the Rams.
Well, can you make it a little clearer that I have a daughter that is playing with his kid? No, like,
Rich got a new easy bake oven, and he's trying it out with some new guy.
Having a play date.
And it doesn't make sense. You got to say no to this because you want to root for your team in the comfort of your own home without some guy bothering you. But I do have a little helpful tip for everybody. If you're ever in an awkward situation, I saw this, and I wanted to say this is crappy advice, but I thought it was pretty good. I saw some guy on social media on TikTok say, hey, if you're ever stuck in a weird situation, here's an acronym that you could use in any situation to help you get through a conversation.
Okay, I want
to
hear this.
Okay, it's Ford.
Ford.
Ford is the acronym. Here's what it stands for.
Okay.
All right, so here you are. You're at a lull with this guy.
Oh,
right? Or you don't like him. Family.
Oh. Right? Hey, how's your family?
Hey, how's your family doing? Okay.
It's going.
Oh, occupation. So, hey, how's work? What do you do for a living? What'd you do before that? Ah, it's good, right? Because you could talk all day about that.
Yeah.
R, recreation. Like, hey, man, hit the gym lately? Yeah, getting a dad bod. Right? Recreation. Okay. What do you do? Oh, man, you fly fisherman? No, you play some sports? Recreation. You like playing softball. And last one, I mean, this is a little weird to have a conversation with this guy. I don't know.
Donuts.
You know what? Stick with donuts, but the answer is dreams, like your goals, like your dreams.
You're going to ask a grown man you've never really met before, like, what's your dreams?
I'm all alone in a giant donut, and a snake comes up. He says hello.
Leave that. What does it mean?
I keep having this dream that I didn't graduate college. What does it mean?
Leave that advice on TikTok. All right, Kavino and Rich, live from the TireRack.com studio. Honestly, day two, a lot of fun with you guys. So anything you guys ever, anything you guys want to talk about, any feedback, always welcome the good and the bad. Hey, bring it at Kavino and Rich. Now, I'm excited about the Mets game tonight. They're playing the Marlins.
You're excited about the Mets? I'm excited about Judge has to hit a home run tonight.
Yeah, but my team's in an actual pennant race. Yours is just waiting for one doofy dude to hit a home run. my team...
I mean, you mean make history, yeah, but go ahead, continue.
Yeah,
yes,
but, you know...
It's a good spin.
One doofy dude to hit a home run.
It's a great spin,
actually. Yeah, the Braves are playing in D.C., so the Braves and Nats, Mets, Marlins. Mets are one up, and... They have two games left before they face each other. And like I said yesterday, once you look past all the real stuff, like you don't want anyone to get hurt or, you know, killed or homes destroyed. But this hurricane, the Major League Baseball, the people in charge are going to have to come up with a decision pronto as to what to do. Because if the Mets and Braves have a three-game set that's going to determine who's a wild card and who has a bye in the playoffs, don't you think they need to make sure those games are played?
I think maybe they should have played a little harder so it didn't come down to this. That's what I think.
Good one. I hope Judge strikes out.
We'll see
you guys tomorrow. Arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Bye.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.